Live from the CBS Bay Area studios, this is KPIX 5 News.
Students are skipping school today in Oakland. What they're demanding to keep them safe.
And the White House about to make it much easier to get your hands on those COVID tests, where you can go to order yours for free as soon as tomorrow. Plus,
it's a tragic loss of life of someone who was giving back to the New York City community.
The Bay Area coming together to remember a local woman tragically killed. The vigil planned tonight for Michelle Goh.
And a Bay Area woman launches her own investigation after her license plate was stolen from her car. How she ended up uncovering much more than her property. Good morning. It's Tuesday, January 18th. I'm Lynn Keyes.
I'm Amanda Starantino. Let's get your forecast with Darren Peck and see how things are going out there.
Got an old friend back in the North Bay this morning. It's foggy again for North Bay communities. But for most of the rest of the Bay, it's just a few mid-level clouds. And here in the Bay, it's more typical like mid-level clouds that'll fill the Bay. Most places aren't even looking at that too much. If you look at the currents right now, it's clear skies in Concord. It's clear skies in Livermore. You are a little colder because of that, though. So it's 38 degrees right now in Concord. That's about 4 degrees colder than yesterday at this time. I think you'll notice that. So maybe grab the jacket. And of course, Santa Rosa, it's always cold there in the morning, but you've developed fog again. I'll show you the visibility map coming up in the complete forecast, but it really is the North Bay Valleys that we need to be aware of that in terms of reduced visibility on the roads this morning. Everybody else is doing okay in terms of fog. And the forecast for today, just like yesterday, only you'll get more blue sky today. First half of today, you'll see more blue sky. But then the high clouds are going to start filtering in from the north by the time we get to the second half of the day. I'll show you what that's all about, and we'll look ahead to the 7-day forecast coming up in a bit. For now, let's get more info on the drive. Gianna.
Hey, Darren, good morning. Yeah, I'm going to show a map here of some of our freeways in the North Bay. As Darren mentioned, might be a little foggy there this morning. So as you head out the door, be extra careful. Limited visibility might be an issue. Right now, we're not tracking any major slowdowns or any issues. So traffic's still moving at the limit, but we'll keep a close eye on that. Also watching traffic out of the South Bay right now. We do have a crash here northbound 101 right at 87. Three left lanes are blocked until further notice. CHP is on scene. You've got speeds down about 11 miles per hour. So a slow ride as you work your way through there. Travel times also busy in the Altamont, 46 minutes, 205 to 680. Lynn.
Thank you, Gianna. A live look at Oakland this morning, where today a district-wide boycott is set to take place. Hundreds of students will be staying home because they say the district is disregarding COVID safety. KPIX 5's Justin Andrews is live with why students say their needs still haven't been met. Justin.
Lynn, students admit there has been some type of progress by giving out those KN95 masks, but they say that's not enough. They're asking the district to provide weekly testing. Students in the Oakland Unified School District are supposed to go back to class today after the holiday weekend, but hundreds say they won't. Their demand for weekly testing is one they say they won't budge on. The district spokesperson replying in a statement saying, quote, "We have a robust testing system in place." That quote goes on to say, "We are conducting on-site tests as frequently as possible, with some schools getting on-site testing twice a week and some getting on-site testing once a week." However, some students, though, say they haven't been offered any testing yet, and they want it to be available to all students at every school in the district. We talked to a seventh grader who's staying home today.
Weekly testing is really important to me because that means, one, we can slow the spread of Omicron around our, not only the schools, but are also our community. Every day, their parents make the decision to send them to school because they want them to have an education. And right now, I want those parents to be able to send their kids to school knowing that they could return safe.
Students say if all their demands are not met, they want the district to move to online learning, but that likely won't happen because there's support from the state and federal level saying keeping kids in school is the best way to move forward. Amanda.
Happening today, the SFUSD Board of Education will be holding a special meeting with an update on safety and learning amid the Omicron surge. This comes nearly 2 weeks after the teachers union held a sick out of their own, demanding safer working conditions and weekly COVID testing. The district was then given more COVID testing kits and made the decision to continue in-person learning. And one more school note, Hayward students head back to the classroom today. It comes after a week of online learning because of the surge in COVID cases and testing shortages. The district has put additional safety measures in place, including more staff at testing sites and upgraded masks for everyone on campus.
I'm Ann Makovic at the Live News Desk, taking a live look at the White House this morning, where they are preparing for a big rollout tomorrow. That is the federal website where we will be able to order COVID tests. That's going to happen at covidtests.gov. And starting tomorrow, you're going to be able to go there and order up to 4 COVID rapid tests per month. And you don't have to enter any credit card information, and it is free shipping. So it's going to be interesting to see if this website just gets flooded with people and how it actually works. According to the White House, tests are typically going to ship within 7 to 12 days of placing your order. Might take a couple of weeks then for them to actually arrive. Also, reminder, private health insurers are now required to cover the cost of up to 8 at-home rapid test kits per person per month. Now, for people who don't have internet access, the White House says it is setting up a toll-free number where you could also order some of these rapid tests. It hasn't yet released that number, but we're keeping our eye on all of it. Back to you.
And thank you. There's some more good news this morning regarding coronavirus. UC Berkeley professor and infectious disease expert Dr. John Swartzberg believes we could already be past the worst of this surge.
I think there's a good chance that we're either at its crest or very near the crest.
If you are looking for a COVID test right now, a vaccine or booster, visit our county by county resource guide at kpix.com. Just click the red banner at the top of the page.
Happening tonight, a vigil will be held at San Francisco's Portsmouth Square for Michelle Alyssa Ghosh. She was killed in New York City over the weekend after being shoved in front of a subway train. KPX 5's Jocelyn Moran is live in San Francisco with how her family and friends are remembering her. Jocelyn.
Well, Amanda, Michelle Alyssa Ghosh had just celebrated her 40th birthday. She was from Fremont. Now, her family's asking for privacy during this difficult time, but they say she was a kind, beautiful, intelligent woman who loved her family and friends. And the Bay Area community is in shock over this horrific act of violence. Ghosh was standing on a train platform when she was shoved by a stranger into an oncoming train inside the Times Square station on Saturday morning. The suspect took off, but later turned himself in. Police identified him as 61-year-old Simon Marshall, now charged with murder. Ghosh had just traveled to the Maldives with friends to celebrate her 40th birthday and the new year. Friends say she spent the last decade advocating for the homeless.
It's a tragic loss of life of someone who was giving back to the New York City community.
In a statement, her family says, quote, "We are in a state of shock and grieving the loss of our daughter, sister, and friend. We hope Michelle will be remembered for how she lived and not just how she died." And we know of two vigils that are happening today, one in Times Square in New York and another here in San Francisco at 6 p.m. Live in San Francisco, I'm Jocelyn Moran, KPIX 5.
Developing this morning, a shooting investigation is underway in Berkeley. Chopper 5 hovered over that scene last night, where police placed evidence markers at Stanton and Sacramento streets. We're checking reports that a victim made it to an area hospital. No word yet on suspects or motive. Happening today, a bail hearing for a Los Gatos woman accused of holding drunken parties for her teenage son and his friends. 47-year-old Shannon O'Connor has been behind bars since her arrest in October. Prosecutors say she hosted parties with alcohol where girls were sometimes sexually assaulted. But O'Connor's attorney says she poses no threat to the alleged victims and is not a flight risk. She's scheduled to enter a plea in March.
A San Francisco woman who first noticed someone stole her license plate and started racking up parking tickets uncovered much more than her property when she went searching for it on Monday. The Marina resident says she believes someone unscrewed her license plate right in front of her home. She then came across her plate on California Street near Leavenworth Street. It turned out to be a stolen car. Detectives found several tools, including long screwdrivers, inside.
It's sophisticated. They stole a white Audi. They found a white Audi, stole the license plate, put it on a white Audi, and who knows what they've been doing with that white Audi.
Detectives also found what looked like a fresh orange juice drink container in that stolen car. They plan to swab it for any DNA, hoping it may lead to a suspect.